It's been more than a week since flooding struck western Iowa and Nebraska, and those floods are still dominating the headlines. I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review. Around 320 areas on roadways throughout Carroll County were covered with water last week after the floods. An area known as Goose Lake Bottom around the Carroll Airport and east to south of Glidden was hit hardest, with residents saying water was higher than during the 500-year flooding of 1993. County Engineer Dave Paulson says ice jams on the waterways were partly to blame for those high water marks, as they contributed in not only keeping water from flowing downstream, but they were also responsible for extreme wear and tear on bridge pilings. One bridge near Lanesboro and Litterdale was closed after the ice jams took out two of the pilings. He says he would like to see that bridge repaired, as it sees between 30 and 40 vehicles per day. After a successful day of gathering and delivering supplies to flood-ravaged Fremont, Nebraska on Monday, Nat Forkey and Danae Rosdale, owners of I Saw the Sign, were on the phone brainstorming ways they could now help out the residents of Mills County, Iowa. Rosdale says Mills County has felt somewhat forgotten in the long list of areas overtaken with water, but that they were grateful for any help in organizing efforts to provide some disaster relief items to victims. Rosdale and Forkey are now accepting donations at their business for Mills County from a list of specific personal care and cleaning items, as well as staples like bottled water. That delivery is scheduled to be made this weekend. Efforts to provide necessary items to flood victims continued throughout the week, and students from the Kemper Catholic School System took a leadership role. The Student Council and FFA organized and manned the Stock the Trailer event to gather and deliver supplies to the Fremont, Nebraska region. Kemper President John Steffes says he is proud of the kids for all their efforts and to help in addressing the needs of others who are struggling at this time. The trailer was placed in the Baumgars parking lot and manned by students before and after school. It pulled out to deliver clothing, baby items, and cleaning supplies to Fremont on Saturday. This past week, a staple of daily news in Carroll announced they were transitioning to distribution on Tuesdays and Fridays only. The Carroll Daily Times Herald will be rebranded into the Carroll Times Herald and will consolidate sports news and features into the twice-weekly offerings. Co-owners Ann Wilson and Doug Byrne cite difficulty in recruiting carriers and consumer demand as the reasoning behind the change. The annual subscription rate will drop from $119 to $96, and those who have already paid for subscriptions will have them extended to cover the difference in costs. Authorities released the details of a fatal accident last weekend that killed three Denison residents. The accident occurred on Saturday, March 16th at 5:22 a.m. on Highway 59, about 2 miles north of Holstein. A 2006 GMC 2500 driven by 21-year-old Ryan Daniel Childers of Odebolt was traveling southbound in the wrong lane and collided head-on with a northbound 2007 Isuzu 290 pickup truck. Following the collision, the Isuzu caught fire and was overcome by flames. The three occupants of the truck, 21-year-old Francisco Joel Nicia Guerrero, 25-year-old Jose Danilo Gonzalez Guerrero, and 39-year-old Felipe de la Cruz Nava, were pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation by the Iowa State Patrol is ongoing. And that's been your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Before all of your information needs, be sure to check out 1380kcim.com, as well as following us on Facebook and Twitter.